So I'm Kyle Gloria, team captain here at Maywood. I'm not supposed to be nervous, but I am a little bit. I'll get over it. Thank you, Jesus. So first thing I need to tell you guys is I'm standing up here as a team captain, and it was a very short time ago. I mean, kind of long, 5 years, but about 6 years ago, I was a junkie. So I ran my own life. I'd taken some worldly direction. I pretty much based everything on my own way of thinking and the things that I'd seen. And that's how I lived my life. It led me to a place of brokenness, and I was just lost. So at that point, I cried out. I called out to Jesus. And the scripture that I chose from today that I'm going to be preaching on has a lot to do with that, you know, when God enters into our life. But the reality is, as a team captain, I'm asked to do something. I'm asked to relate with other people just like me. And the reality is, I try to do that in the class down there, downstairs in the morning time. A lot of you guys do know me. I've been coming here for quite a long time. But there's always newcomers. And Jesus is enough. Jesus can walk into your life and he'll transform it from the inside out. So what I want to get started with first, though, is I need to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just invite the Holy Spirit into this room, into myself, Lord. I just want to be able to preach today what you would have me preach. I would like people's ears to hear exactly what you would have them hear to help them lead them closer to you, Lord. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Do what? Put it closer so everybody can hear what I have to say. Okay. John 1, 28 to 34. And actually, I'm just going to read all the way through that. I don't know if the slides are going to keep up or not, but I already have it written down here. So John 1, 28 to 34. This all happened in Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man who you see the Spirit come down and remain on is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.'" Amen. Very powerful. So I need to, if I can get you to switch to 29. "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" So, with the reference to sin in this right here is the guilt of sin. You know, Jesus came through and he was crucified for our sins. When we hear that, we all hear that all the time. Jesus crucified for my sins. It doesn't mean I can continue to keep sinning. What it does mean, when Jesus was crucified, he took the sin to where God doesn't look down on us and just see something sinful. What he sees is the love of Christ. He sees, when we rebel against Christ, that's a sin. But when Jesus came for that, the consequences of our sin are gone. Let's see here. The problem is a lot of times we don't know that we need a Band-Aid. We don't know we need God's grace, God's love. We don't. And if we don't believe we need help, we're not going to get help. You know, if we believe still that we can fix it, if we still believe that there's some other way or we have not become broken enough,
guess what? If you don't need God's help, he's still there, but you shut the door on his help. You chalk things up to luck, coincidence, circumstances, instead of giving the glory to God and watching him lift you up, you shut the door on that because you don't believe or you don't accept. What's that? This is why being lost and completely broken is very beneficial. I can only speak from my own experience. When I was lost and at my brokenness, I called out to him. You're willing to pour some stuff out. When you've taken your whole life and taken given direction your whole life to yourself, and it turns out that you're standing around and you're looking around and you're like, this can't be it. And you call out to God and you're willing to just trust in him for a minute, for a day, for a week, for a month. Well, why don't I just give him a year of my life? What's the worst that can happen if I give God a year? If I just trusted him a year, I could go back to my old ways and see where it took me. But I guarantee you one thing. If you put your trust in God and you start following Jesus Christ and you give him that year, you start taking direction from the people that he's poured into next to you. Because the reality is, God wants, I'm standing up here. I am absolutely not special. I am definitely, only thing special about me is God moved into my life and I follow Jesus Christ. That's, but you constantly see, as you start following Jesus Christ, you start looking over at your neighbors, your friends, these people, this church family. You start looking at these people and you start seeing how God changes them and moves into their life. And as this happens, you know that that's God working through them. So I may get a little off course here. I'm a little nervous. Actually. But thank you, Jesus. The main thing is this. You cannot, once you start following Jesus Christ, it's not you. It's not, look what I've done. It's not, hey, well, you know, I was a junkie and, you know, I went to this sobriety house and I figured it out and now look at me. I'm doing great. I'm doing it all. God takes stuff away real quick too. You know, if you think that it wasn't God that's putting you there, if it wasn't God that raised you up, you'll see how great the fall is. Jesus Christ, you got to give him the credit. When God lifts you up and God does things in your life, it's our job to notice that and to give him the glory. He wants the glory. So, thank you, Jesus. Can I go to verse 31, please? I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Right there, John doesn't know Jesus Christ. But he was given some direction. And he took that direction. Not only did he take that direction, while he was taking that direction, he was able to see who Jesus Christ was, introduce him to other people. That's definitely our job today. So when I was talking about being broken, I'm not saying because you're broken that you have all faith and all of a sudden your life's super great because you're lost and broken. You came to Jesus, now everything's all better. That's not the truth. What is the truth is that Jesus always comes to us in love and faith before we come to him. In love and his mercy, his grace. He comes to us and it starts changing us from the inside out. As this happens, we start to build faith. Same is true for John. Same is true for, has been countless times as you read through the Bible. And just living today, in the life that I live, I see it in countless other people's lives. Jesus comes to us, and we start getting fixed from the inside out, not the vice versa. So, just as John was baptizing with water, waiting on Jesus, we were called to do some stuff. It looks different for everyone. Sometimes you're in a sobriety house, or you're just starting to get into some classes at church, so you decide, well, you know, I'm not a real good listener. Maybe I'd ought to start listening to people when they have stuff to say. You know, why am I doing this? Because Jesus wants me to. Maybe you decide that you'd like to do service work. So you find a group of people. You've got plenty of them around here, hands, feet of Jesus, whatever. There's homeless feeds, whatnot. There's lots of things and lots of people to give you direction on how to start acting like Jesus. There's lots of people that have been following Jesus for a lot longer than myself or the newcomers. And the reality is it takes those people to guide us and direct us so that we know who Jesus is. It's really hard to just show up and be like, okay, I'm ready to meet Jesus. And you're like, well, where's he at, you know? But you learn through other people. So one thing I could say is when you're looking for people to follow, to lead you to Christ, there are certain things that you got to be looking for, and that it's way easier to see from the outside looking in. So you see the fruits. I mean, if you're living around somebody every day, you see them day in and day out, you see people in church, but then you see them outside and their walk and their talk is adding up, you start seeing people's lives changing. If you see somebody that's following Jesus Christ and nothing's changing in their life, there's no joy in their life, there's no fruits, maybe you might want to choose somebody else. I'm just saying. I mean, there's something to be said about following Jesus. He changes lives. Jesus comes to you, and he will change you, but you're required to do some stuff. You're required, he would like some time from you. And I talk about reading your Bible, but really, sometimes that's hard for a lot of people. Sometimes it might just be the listening. It might just be doing something contrary to what you're normally doing just for Jesus. Just because I really don't like doing that, but you know what? I'm going to do it because Jesus is calling me to do that. You do these things, and it starts building faith in Jesus Christ. It starts opening you up to the love that he has for you. And you're able to... It takes the blinders off. You're able to see the miracles that Jesus is doing in other people's lives, in your own lives. So, I am going to move on to verse 33. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. I got some stuff mixed up there, but we'll be all right. So, back to John. John needed help seeing who Jesus was. The same is true today. If we had paid attention, God gives the Holy Spirit freely. I see it all the time. Broken, lost people come here, and with advice and direction from their peers and the people that have been here, their lives get changed too. Their old self starts slipping away. Before you know it, you're looking over at this person that when they came here is not the same person as you see today. The more times you see this, the more your faith builds. The thing about it is as I'm reading over the scripture, the main thing that I pulled out of it is this. It's our jobs We got a very diverse crowd here. Numbers might be down right now, but the reality is we got people from all walks of life here. God did not call only Pastor Bob's, only the Jake Taylors. He did call them, but he called them to equip us. Guys from this good foundation, these guys coming up off the streets, that lives are being changed. These elders at the church who've been following Jesus Christ for more years than we've been alive. He's called all of us. He's called us to reach out to people that are closest to us, to the people that we run into. They may be the only light of Jesus they ever see. Am I nervous up here? Yeah. Did I write out a whole thing and read this for weeks on end and pray to God last night, just take it over? Yes, I did. Yeah. I absolutely did. But that's the key, right? The key is not feeling comfortable. The key is taking steps towards Jesus Christ wherever you're at. We're all in different spots. We can all reach different people. As I look out across here, like, this is a huge family, right? But I know that I don't go home with all of you at night. I know that there's people that you see, you interact with. I don't know nothing about them. So it's your job. It's your job to show them love of Christ. It's your job to lead them to Christ. When I run into them, that's my job. So I don't know that I got too far off track here, but the reality is this. Jesus comes into our lives before we ever come to him in faith. Jesus comes in and he starts changing our lives. Our job is to notice this, open our eyes to this, and take action. Start dumping some of us out. I dump myself out, be willing to let Jesus come in there. And when you're asked by other people that are following Jesus Christ to do something to help benefit or bring people to Christ, say yes. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. But being comfortable means that you're not going anywhere. You're not moving any closer. You know, as a matter of fact, if you're comfortable and you're sitting still, you're probably going the wrong direction. You're letting stuff come into your life that makes you feel comfortable, and you don't have to worry about it. You're not growing if you're not uncomfortable. Our goal is to get a better relationship with Christ, which is going to last us our entire life here on earth. We're going to continue to do that, and we'll continue to bring people to Christ. That's every one of our jobs, and that's pretty much what I got today, guys. So one last thing. I do challenge you guys as you go, before worship team comes up here, I got actually two things. First thing is I challenge you guys this week to do something, whatever it is. Just pick something that you don't want to do. And do it in the name of Jesus. One thing. That's all. I mean, it doesn't have to be something super big. It could be somebody that's been trying to call you, or they've been calling you every single night and you are so over listening to them. I'd like you to listen to them today and just hear what they got to say. I'd like whatever it is that you pick that you don't want to do and you decide to do it for Jesus, just do that and see how Jesus starts working in your life. Another thing is I've been called here. We got Robert Renaud. He's in ICU right now, fighting for his life. Fentanyl, you know, it's been grabbing a lot of people, and I just want to raise him up in prayer right now. that God would hear us. I'll just pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we just raise Robert up to you right now, Lord. You know what's going on in his life. You know this addiction is real, and it's taking lives. But Lord, I pray that as he's sitting in there, that not only do you move in the doctors, Lord, but you move into his heart. You let this be that low point, Lord, this broken part where you move into his life and he continues to take direction from you. And I pray that he shows up here, Lord. I pray that you move in his life like you've continued to move in my life and many other people's lives in this room. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.